Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. Hi, everybody. This is Stars Cast. I'm your host for tonight. Well, I'm the host every Wednesday night, unless sometime I lose my voice and I have to teach somebody else to do this. But I have with me tonight Stars Maya and Stars James. James, I'm expecting. Stars Morningstar, our usual Stars Caitlin Clare is out for the night. But the topic tonight is spirit guides. I am really excited about that because some people hear their guides and some people see their guides, and there's just a lot of neat things. And I have two with me tonight who are both mediums, who are both very experienced. So Stars Maya, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
How are you tonight? Good?
I'm doing great, and I hope you're doing well.
Yes, I am. It's a little colder here in South Carolina, which is, well, it's going to be in the 70s by the end of the week, so tonight it's going to be in the 40s, but that's typical weather here in the lower south. Like, you know, we're like subtropical, so we do get some cold at night, but usually it's sunny and gets warm during the day. And we have Stars James here. Are you there, James?
Uh-oh.
Stars, hello, there you are. Okay, well, Stars Maya, you can take it off here, and I'm going to be setting up the reading queue, and I'm excited to hear about spirit guides.
Yes, very exciting. Welcome, everyone. Welcome all our listeners, new and old alike, and this is Stars Maya, and yes, spirit guides is a broad and a very interesting topic. And what I'm going to start off with, again, this is Stars Maya speaking, is that we all have guides. I feel that we can, to a degree, interchange the word guides with angels, although as we get into the show, I'll go a little bit deeper into what I feel are some of the differences. But just so all the listeners know, and that is, for example, learning about your spirit guides, perhaps getting a name or getting some information, that's a wonderful opportunity to visit us at Stars Psychics, at Stars with a Z, as Ms. Stars Cast, Ms. Natalie always says, because we are special. So that's a great idea for a reading, is to learn more about your spirit guides and how to connect with them. But every person has spirit guides, and those of us that are in the profession, we generally are connected closer, and that connection is usually because it's something that we've worked at, we've maybe taken some classes, we've been mentored, we've read, we've spent time. A lot of us are naturally gifted, of course, but even naturally gifted, like I always use the example, a musician, let's say a piano player, a singer, they have that natural gift, but they've also, chances are, unless they were lucky enough to be on American Idol or Stars X Factor, they did still spend a great deal of time in honing those skills and those gifts. So for myself personally, the way that I work when I do a reading, I don't use tools. And again, that's not any type of judgment. That doesn't make me any better or higher or anything than a tarot reader, an astrologer, or someone that works in a completely different way. That's just my personal way of working. And I have, we all have more than one spirit guide. I have one in particular who is much like a teacher figure, and although I have other guides that come in and share information, my head guide, if you want to call it that, he is very closely with me, and he's very wise, and he speaks in, sometimes he refers like to people almost in the third person, and so it's very interesting, and this information is received from when I get information from my spirit guide or guides, the information is received from me two ways. Telepathically, so they're speaking to me, but it's not a verbal conversation. It's not oral. I don't hear them with my ear. It's a telepathic words, you know, come into my brain, sentences, sharing. And they also show me a lot of visions, and I've shared before that something that my guides share with me is a panoramic vision, and I feel that I'm almost in this movie theater, and I'm being shown this huge screen, and it can really vary what I'm shown. It can be something related to a client working on a reading or working on an issue or an obstacle, and I feel, and usually let me retrace my steps just a little bit. Most of my big visions, these panoramic type visions, happen during sleep or during the time that I'm quiet and I'm getting ready to go to sleep. I'm in a semi-sleep state, so I'm very aware and I almost always remember them. And then at other times, like, for example, if I'm doing a reading, my spirit guides, I may say, I feel this, or I'm being shown this, and I'm always referring to my spirit guides. They're the information, and I'll be 55 next month, so I don't mind sharing that information. So obviously, I've been doing this a long time. I've spent my life. It's my life's calling. I love the work that I do. I love the people that I work with. I love the resiliency of the human soul and spirit and how people try so hard and successfully overcome their obstacles. So the connection that I have with my guides is almost automatically. It's not as if I have to stop and take 10 minutes and concentrate and say, please, spirit guides, come and show me the way. It doesn't, for me, it doesn't work like that. It's almost automatic. And I've often had clients question me and say, well, could you ask your guides? Well, I'm always asking my guides. Unless someone specifically asks for my personal opinion, or I say to them, because I have a counseling background, I say to them, I would like to give you my counseling perspective, unless I make it extremely clear that I'm coming from another part or I'm coming from a different venue or avenue or place, all the information that I receive in my daily life and I pass on to my clients, I get from my spirit guides. And I have to mention God. Again, of course, I'm accepting of all religions and I embrace people for their differences and accepting of all. But my religion is God, and I do give God thanks and gratitude for allowing me this gift and for allowing me to work in the capacity that I do, which to me is so fulfilling. Even though I'm helping a client, I'm learning and I'm receiving so much intrinsic satisfaction. So it's a wonderful thing when we can do what we love. So I think I've said quite enough. So I'm going to go ahead, start. This is Stars Maya, and I'm going to pass the plate on to Mr. Stars James. Welcome, Mr. Stars James.
Hey.
And
Stars,
I want to interrupt. Hold on a minute. We have Stars Morningstar finally connected tonight.
Hey.
So I wanted to let you know. Go ahead. Take it away.
Stars Maya, were you going to say something real quick?
I was just going to say, I just wanted to take a minute and welcome Stars Morningstar. She has not been able to join us lately, and I am just so thrilled, and I know our listeners who have listened to and tuned in to Stars Morningstar, I'm sure they're thrilled to have her back. So I want to just say a special welcome to her. She always brings so much to the table. And my heart is just filled with joy to know that she's back with us this evening. And I'm excited to hear what she has to say. And I appreciate, thank you. You're such a gentleman, Stars James. But go ahead. You're up next, so go ahead and take it from there, Stars James.
Thank you. Thank you. I did want to mention that I really appreciated what you had to say about natural gifting. versus practice, because it really is, we all have connection to spirit. There isn't a single person out there, at least this is my perspective, there is not a single person out there that is more gifted. I actually, even though I think that there might be some validity to it, I actually kind of find it comical when I hear psychics say, I'm this, you know, fifth generation, seventh generation, tenth generation. I'm like, well, you know, it doesn't matter, because it doesn't mean that you have more or less connection to spirit, because connection to spirit, there's two things. Yes, there are people with natural gifting, like my nephew who picks up a guitar, and he's 9 years old, got a guitar 3 months ago, is already playing songs on it without any training. He has a propensity to expressing himself through music. And there are, you know, and there are people who have a propensity to connection to spirit, and that's just the way that it is. However, even the people who have that connection naturally still have to practice, still have to center themselves, still have to connect. So I really did appreciate what you had to say, because there is a propensity to that for some people, but it doesn't negate that we are the only ones that have access to spirit or spirit guides. So I did appreciate that. I also like what you had to say. You know, with the angelic realm, I do kind of separate. I have classifications for spirit guides. I believe that the angelic realm is an extension of the divine. Well, I believe that we're all extensions of the divine, but the angelic realm is kind of like the hands of God working with us in our everyday life. Then, you know, I have lots of classifications. I mean, there's the natural kingdom that have spiritual natures, you know, in terms of elementals and healing guides and teacher guides and all of that. And then for me, there are definitely spirit, what I would classify as the spirit guides that most people refer to when it comes to the psychic realm. And these are, you know, specific messengers that kind of help us along. I personally work with the angelic realm just because that's my tradition. But, you know, I do know, actually, there is a book out there called Ask Your Guides Connecting to Divine Support by Sonia Coquette, and I kind of wanted to throw that out there because it is probably one of the most, it was one of the most profound books for me to read, because she does a very good job at classifying the different types of spirit guides. In my own personal life, like I said, I work primarily with archangels, the ministry of angels, and, you know, I do have spirit guides that I specifically work with, but for my healing type ministry, I do work a lot with the angelic realm and with spirit, capital S, you know, that type of connection as well. And like you were saying, clairvoyancy and clairaudience, those are the two terms that I would use, in seeing and hearing. Those are the two main ways that I experience spirit and I experience spirit guides. Although I am clairsentient as well, where if I'm working in a very, very, especially physical healing, if I'm working in an area of physical healing, I usually smell roses, and I usually do have that clairsentient, which is, and just to give you some clarification, clairvoyancy is when you hear from spirit. Clairsentient is when you have a sense of, let me kind of think about that here. Clairaudience is where you hear. Clairsentient is where you feel. And I believe that also includes the other senses, but I'm not sure. I think that actually smelling, I think, is in a different category. But I kind of classify it together because it is a part of that feeling realm to me anyway. So.
Very well said, Stars James. Very, very well said. And as always, you're always very interesting and so articulate. And I quickly, this is Stars Maya speaking, and I quickly want to agree with you. I think there is a small connection between guides and angels, but I would tend to agree with you, and that's a valid point and something I'm sure we'll discuss as we move along, that there are instances, and I don't know that I put them the same as you do, in roles, we may be different, which is always a good thing, but I definitely feel that there's certain situations and there's a difference between a guide or an angel. So with that, let's move on. And again, this is Stars Maya, and we're welcoming back to our wonderful little fold here, the Darling Stars Morning Star. So hello, Stars Morning Star. It's so good to have you back.
Yes, I'm so happy to be back. It's amazing. I was so happy to get through. I'm just amazed that I did for some reason. But yes, thank you very much, all of you, for welcoming me back.
Okay, so go ahead and add what you'd like to add about starting off here with guides, spirit guides.
Actually, you know, we usually encounter, at least I encountered spirit guides as almost at a very young age. The first one that I met, I was probably about 5 years old, and I thought she at that age that she was a real person, but then I almost immediately realized that she wasn't. She seemed very real at the time, but I still have her as a guide, and then I have another one that I met at age 8. And they are still very much around me. They do have gifts. I do have instant connections with them. They do help me perceive or to guide people as well as myself through the course of life's path. I'm very intuitive, and I have a clairescent, I can never say that, to be able to feel. So I don't necessarily see, I may see fragments, but I feel that what I'm saying more than I see it or hear it or those kind of things. I believe that everybody is born from the time they take their first breath, that they have at least one spirit guide here. You can tune into your spirit guide. There are meditations for that. Sometimes they take practice. It takes a little while to understand it or to believe it, but not really believe it. You already believe. That's why you're seeking, but to fully comprehend your spirit guide. There's a lot to them. Have you ever had a feeling of like, I just shouldn't take this trip, and then you find out later there was a big train accident or something like that? That's probably your spirit guide directing you in an emergency situation. But they guide us throughout our life, and they're probably the first person we see when we pass to the other side before going into the light to help us explain or understand what happened to us. This is kind of my perception, but I am a very, very strong believer in spirit guides and of the angelic realm.
Okay. Well, great. Good way to take off. This is Stars Maya speaking. And so just quickly I'll ask you, and then we'll move on to Stars James, I suppose. Stars Morningstar, do you define a difference in between what we would call a spirit guide and an angel? Do you see them as being a little different or are very different, or do you see that there can be some crossovers? How do you view those two words?
There can be some crossovers, you know, but our guardian angels, but I call them spirit guides. There can be a crossover. Sometimes they are just that. There can be crossover. Sometimes a guide can be somebody that we knew that has passed over as well.
Good. That's a good point. This is Stars Maya. And before we move to Stars James, I just wanted to add, and thank you for that point, that I feel that the common ground, if you will, between a spirit guide and the angels or angelic realm is that they all come from a spiritual place, which to me, and that doesn't mean that we all have to feel that way, but it's divine or the light, or for me it would be God. So they all come from a higher evolved place than most of us humans do, even those of us working in the spiritual profession. So they all have that in common. However, where I start to differentiate between a spirit guide and an angel, for example, is I feel that spirit guides are there for two reasons. One, as I mentioned, I believe that we all have spirit guides, that I agree with you, Stars Morning Star, that no one is born without one. We all have We all have spirit guides, and they're with us. And as far as angels go, now when, like you mentioned, the train wreck, or you didn't go, when we're pulled from an accident, we hear these stories all the time about how, you know, someone was saved and everybody said, oh, the car wrecked, you should have died, this should have happened, that should have happened, and the person is saved. I personally, again, this is just my personal opinion, it doesn't make it right, it doesn't make it, you know, necessarily true, but that is an angelic situation, an angel that for whatever reason, and we don't always understand why, intervened on our behalf. I don't necessarily feel that was our spirit guide, because I feel they're more kind of like assigned, if you will, for lack of a better word, they're assigned to each of us to help us, to guide us in our life. And then if we're in the profession, of course, they're there to guide us in at times in helping others. So go ahead, Stars James. I'll turn it over to you, and you take it from there.
Absolutely. Thank you. Okay. So I think that the common factor between all, you know, I would kind of classify the angelic realm and spirit guides and earth guides as all in the same category in terms of guidance. They all provide guidance for the most part, especially the angelic realm and our spirit guides do provide evolutionary guidance, you know, in terms of cosmic consciousness or consciousness-type guidance. So I guess that's where I would land in terms of those two classifications. The earth guides are a little bit different, like the elementals and the runners. Those types of guides are a little bit different in terms of what, you know, for me. When it comes to, and let's just separate them out a little bit, the angelic realm. The angelic realm is specifically divine intervention. It's our connection to God. A lot of times they're not loved ones that have passed on. They're also I don't get a sense that they are, you know, that they've had an earthly experience. And that's where I would differentiate between the regular normal classification of guide and the angels. The angels have not had an earthly experience. And that actually gives them a bit of a different quality as well, because when we're accessing our guides in terms of where we're at in life, I personally believe that, you know, we may have one or two guides that stick around with us for our entire life, but I also believe that spirit guides, when it comes to people who have transcended, people who have reached a particular evolutionary plane of existence, or people who are just on the astral plane waiting to reincarnate on the earthly plane again, those spirit guides are a little bit different because they come from a perspective that is different from the angelic and different from the divine connection because they've had an experience like ours. They can relate to us in a very, very different way. And a lot of times these guides, this is why I believe that they come and go. Because let's say we're having financial issues. Yes, it does help to call on the angels to help us with financial issues. But, you know, a spirit guide, someone either evolved spirit that has had an earthly experience or someone who is on the astral plane but has sort of transcended financial issues. Those two classification of spirit guides that have had earthly experiences are going to respond and going to help us through things that angels may not be able to empathize with us in the exact same type of modality, I guess. Of course, the angels are always there to help. The angels, you know, if you call on the angels or the ministry of angels, they always intervene in our circumstances. However, guides tend to, we can relate to guides more. I guess it's more of our, you know, our relationship with them because they've been through what we've been through. They have reached a particular transcendence in whatever issue that we're dealing with. So I think that there's value in both modalities. I would still consider them both a type of guides because that's what they're doing, is they're guiding us through life. But that's the difference between the guides that are on the astral plane. And the astral plane essentially is, you know, that's the plane that where we go when we're in transition, when we're transitioning between lifetimes. And then the higher plane, or the, you know, someone who has reached a level of enlightenment where they don't come back or don't have to come back into the earthly plane, those types of guides are a little, you know, are a little bit different as well. My primary guide, I'm a Christian, my primary guide when I'm doing sessions with people and just in my everyday life is Jesus. That's who I identify with the most, and that's where I get most of my, you know, most of my insight and messages from is through Jesus Christ. So that's just where I'm at, and I believe that Jesus was a man, had a physical experience, and in that physical experience had a transcendent or evolutionary experience that led him to beyond the astral realm, beyond the realm of karma, essentially. And didn't need to come back to live out any additional karma. So I guess that's my little bit of addition there.
Okay, so this is Stars Maya. So if I understood you correctly, Stars Jane, one of the differences that you see is that an angel, in the way that you're defining it, was never actually a person.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
Angels.
Yeah, it, in my perspective, angels, humans or people don't become angels. Yes, we integrate back into, you know, the full divine consciousness, but we don't manifest ourselves as angels because we've had a human journey, we've had a human experience. The angelic realm and the ministry of angels have never incarnated on this plane of existence, on this level of existence. I mean, and we can also, I mean, there's a few more classifications. Ultra-terrestrial beings that have not had an earthly experience but have had a duality experience maybe on another planet or somewhere in the cosmos, so somewhere in the universe, within the universe. So there's actually a third category there as well. But and just as a reference point, that would be a being like Abraham. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Abraham, channeled by Esther Hicks. I would consider Abraham an ultra-terrestrial being who has at one time experienced duality and maybe even experiencing duality within the universe right now, but being channeled by someone on Earth as a guide and as a guide to the masses as well through Esther Hicks.
Okay, interesting. I'm not sure personally who you're referring to. I don't think you're referring to the same Abraham that I'm thinking of, but this is Stars Maya. But okay, so that's an interesting take, very informative, a lot of information for our listeners. And so let's go to Stars Morning Star. Stars Morning Star, what would you like to add about the difference or whatever you feel like you would like to add in regards to guides and angels?
I believe in the I Am, and that the such as Archangel Michael could not exist without God. So I too believe in the higher realm of Jesus Christ and God. But he does have some points there as far as angels that can be descended and angels that have never existed. So therefore, guides and angels may have a difference, as you may probably never Archangel Michael, he is definitely an angel of God. We all know him, but he has probably never had a true physical existence, though we cannot say that he has or has not. So, there is a difference. Like I said, guides sometimes are people that have had an earthly experience and have passed over and can help us. Where our guardian angels may have never existed on Earth, but are trying to have the chance to exist on Earth, so therefore they help us through a physical existence. And again, you know, we're spiritual having a physical experience. We are not physical spirits having a spiritual whatever. How that saying goes, but. Yeah, so he does have some clear points there, and I must agree with him at some of those points, Star James and Stars Maya.
Okay, right. I think we all, you know, this is Stars Maya. Thank you, Stars Morningstar. And yes, I do agree with quite a bit of what Stars Jane said. And I believe that we're all coming from the same place. We're in the fact that we're all seeing God as the highest of the divine or the angelic or the head, whatever term you want to use, and that everything else is, you know, a branch from Him, including ourselves and our own spirituality and our own pureness and light. And, of course, I don't think there, my personal belief is that there couldn't be a brighter light than God Himself, and that He shines that onto us, whether that be the way that we live our life or through a guide or through the angelic realm. And there's a lot to be said about, that's a whole topic in itself, I believe, in talking about angels and the differences and the evolution of, you know, angels and where each one comes from and how they get to be where they are or why they're we believe they are where they are. And as far as spirit guides, I think we all, in conclusion, we all agree that for all the listeners, everyone has a spirit guide. And again, that's a wonderful way if you are considering a reading from one of the experts, whether it's one of us speaking here this evening, or we have, I believe, hundreds or close to it of experts on with the sea psychics that you can choose from. So just go through the profiles, and when someone resonates with you, go ahead and chat that, you know, hit that person's chat. But that would be a great first reading if you don't have a pressing issue, but you'd like to get more information about your guide, because I do feel, and I'm hoping that Stars Morningstar and Stars James would agree with me, that for every person and everyday person without being in the profession, the closer you can become in understanding, acknowledging, and connecting with your guide, the higher your life will be, the more peace, joy, and harmony and balance you can find, because they are guiding you to the highest path. Even though it may not always be what we want, it will definitely be what serves your highest good. And with that, I'm ready to move on to take callers. But Stars Morningstar and Stars James, would you agree with that last statement?
Yeah, I would. I agree with you. And, you know, there's realms of different sorts of angels as well. You know, there's such as the dominions, the thrones, the cherubs, you know, the seraphims. There's lots of angels, you know, archangels and principalities. And these angels are the closest to the material world and human beings. And they try to deliver the prayers to God and God's answers and other messages to humans. And these angels also have the capacity to access any or other angels at any time. They're the most caring and social for those who ask for help. So imagine, if you would, God's email list, He has plenty. So, you know, the best way, knowing that these angels could not exist without Him, is to ask your guardian angel, if you would, for prayers or answers to prayers or things like that. This is the best way, and they will call in the correct angels in order to help you, such as the principalities, the archangels, the virtues, and so on. There's also been scientific studies of people put in rooms with these special cameras, and to prove that these angels do exist, and they very much do. So we have a control we have this one room with one person, and he's happy and fine, and they do see the presence of the guardian angel. And then we have this other man or woman in another room, and they pretend as if he make him feel like he's endangered. And you can actually see the room fill up with these entities that your guardian angel is calling upon. So these are very important things to understand, and any of us can help you online here at Stars understand these orders.
Right. That's very good. I haven't seen that, but I know that there has been, you know, leaps and bounds. This is Stars Maya speaking, and technology and being able, of course, the first was seeing auras and now, you know, capturing paranormal and angelic beings or, you know, protective guides, whatever the case may be. So I think that's amazing and very interesting and very validating for us in the profession and for people as well who are questioning the validity or the existence of such. That's a good way to look at it. So thank you, Stars Morningstar, for that. And Stars James, what would you like to add anything before we move on to take calls?
I don't really have a lot of other I don't have any additional information. I should say it that way. I do like, though, that Stars Morningstar pointed out the hierarchy, that there is a hierarchy within the angelic realm as well. And it sounds like, I mean, it seems like we've almost kind of went from spirit guides, which I believe that angels are spirit guides as well. Just a, you know, just on a different frequency as what we mostly refer to as spirit guides. At least from my perspective. And I find it intriguing as well that it sounds like there have been studies. I am not familiar with the studies either. I would like to get my hands on that, because it is one thing that I find, you know, it's difficult when it comes to this type of work. It's difficult to find really good empirically driven, you know, studies related to the angelic realm and spirit guides. So I always find it very intriguing when I do find consciousness-related studies and spiritual-related studies that have empirically driven results. I always find that very intriguing. So, yeah, Stars Morningstar, you should send me that on Facebook or something. I would love to take a look at that study.
Sure, not a problem.
Yes, I agree. That would be great. I would love to see that. I think that's fascinating that they've captured that. This is Stars Maya. So let's move to Stars Cast, Miss Natalie, and see, do we have callers, Miss Natalie? Are we ready to move on to take some calls?
Oh, my, we have callers. But I have a question. I mean, the one that I resonate with, like James, is Jesus, because he came to me in a dream. And I think I've told a lot of people that when I was going through a difficult time, like with my husband, I would be on the floor in the bathroom, and I could swear I saw his robe down. I could look down on the floor, and I saw his robe. So I resonate with that. Now, as far as guides and anything else, I don't think I've ever... I guess my head would be filled with too much if I got any information from guides, although, you know, doing what I do. But you know what? I really think my son said something to me. He said, you know, Mom, he says, sometimes you really hit things right on the head. And I said, yeah, only when my mind is clear. Is that true, Maya and James and Morningstar, to receive the information? Like for me, for example, you have to be, your head has to be clear. No business, no worries, no nothing. Is that true? Maya?
Go ahead. You know what? This is Star James. I was going to say absolutely. I think that when we are, first of all, when we're grounded, we're centered, and we're kind of, it's what I call functioning on all cylinders, but it means that your energy body is completely aligned. When we feel, when we're at our best physically and emotionally, we just naturally have a connection to spirit, capital S spirit, meaning guides, angels, Jesus, the divine, whatever manifestation that comes up related to spirit. Yes, if we are, and especially if we're in the present moment, I think the biggest block to spiritual connection is focusing too much, dwelling on the past, you know, what just happened to me, all of these emotions that can kind of come up and just kind of eat away at us, those things from the past. Or if we're projecting ourselves out way too far into the future, you know, concerned about, it's what I call the tyranny of the urgent. All of those little things that, oh, well, we just have to get this done, and if we don't get this done, it just, you know, we're not going to, life is not going to be good. If we can't access the present moment and be in that place of centeredness and I'm right here, right now, I would say those are the times when I am completely unable to access spiritual guidance, wisdom, knowledge, understanding. So I think that those, I think that you hit it right on the head. It is integral to our spiritual development and hearing from spirit to be in the present moment and to be very, very clear-minded and working on all cylinders in terms of our energy body. So
I agree. You know, and see, I think that's why it doesn't happen to me very often, because, you know, I sit and create in my head. I mean, I've always got things. My webmaster says, where do you get these ideas? Well, I get these ideas from probably my guides, or
right.
I don't even know. And he'll say, I don't know where this comes from. And I say, well, just write it down. You know, but somebody once told me, somebody that I've known for many years, she said, if you started seeing and hearing, you'd probably go cuckoo, because you work on cylinders. Talk about cylinders. I work on a lot of them at one time, and I think maybe it would be too much for me to absorb. I don't know. What do you think about it, Maya?
Well, this is Stars Maya. I guess I see it a little bit differently, although I do feel in some situations we need to be in a very calm, peaceful, spiritual, meditative state. I don't feel that it's necessary to conduct an accurate and in-depth reading and have everything be completely calm around us. I believe that we, just like if we worked a 9-to-5 job that was full of pressure and stress, we can walk out the door and we have the ability to say, okay, I'm going to leave work behind me, I'm going to go home to my family, and I'm not going to let the stress of that. I find that I'm able to do that because it would be unrealistic for me, unless I'm misunderstanding, I would find it unrealistic, and I would find myself unable to work the amount that I'm able to work if I were to allow problems and universal influences and situations that come up interfere with my ability to connect. So I kind of feel that I can shut off certain doors. I can set aside my personal drama. I mean, again, you know, like let's say that I had a loss in my family. You know, it would take me some time probably. That would not be a time that, you know, if my husband were to pass, I don't think that I'd sign on that day to do readings. No, absolutely not. But in general, I feel that I can set those aside because they're not really, I don't find that it's about me anyways. I feel that my connection with my guides is just a connection with God, and he, for whatever reason, or that divine light is using this messenger, so to speak, or this way of transmitting the information. So I don't really feel that I have to have a controlled environment in order to be at my best. I feel that I can control my mindset in the same respect that I have to release. If I do a reading, you know, I do remember my clients and their situations most of the time. But I release a lot of that information, especially if it's a, you know, some type of ghost writing or something like that, or a meditative state that I've been in. I find that I have the ability to release all the information that's given, because I would agree with you, if we were to carry around all the, even the empathic part of it, all the feelings and all the emotions, everything that we've dealt with in doing this type of work, we would be so drained and so exhausted. And I do find at times that my body and mind and spirit become exhausted. And so that's when I know, okay, I need to do a cleanse, to meditate, to release all the negative energy. So it's kind of like taking a bath when we've been working out in the garden and we're muddy and dirty. But I don't necessarily feel that we have to be constantly in a higher state in order to provide a good connection with someone. I think we can overcome and leave our own personal dilemmas behind us. Does that answer your question for you?
Yeah, it does. But, you know, I think it depends upon what kind of work you do, and because I'm dealing with all kinds of energies on the site, and I am an empath, you know, it's hard for me to even go into a store sometimes. I don't really like it very much. I kind of want to hurry around. But, you know, I think we could do a show just on angels and all the levels of them, and this is opening up more doors. See, I'm sitting here writing, oh, more topics. This is wonderful. But you see, that's what I do.
Well, you know, can I interject real quick? This is Star James. You get all of these intuitive ideas. I would say that is conscious connection. Because, you know, and maybe I kind of made it a little too complicated. But for me, working on all cylinders means that you're here. You're in the present. You're available to receive those messages. And, you know, and so for you, when you make yourself available, when you start going, I mean, you're not really projecting. You're not really worrying about what might happen tomorrow. You're channeling something that will impact tomorrow, but it's channeled today. You're opening yourself up in the present moment, and you're not dwelling on, you know, if you were immobilized because of fear from the past, things that have happened in the past. And that's really more of what I was getting on in terms of functioning on all cylinders. I really believe personally that just means I'm here and I'm available. I'm not worried about what happened yesterday, and I'm not focused on the results of tomorrow, worrying about what might happen tomorrow. I'm available today to get whatever messages are coming in. And because I believe that's where our energy alignment comes from.
Yeah. Right. Morningstar, do you agree? We're talking, and I don't mean not to include you.
I believe that your ideas and your accuracy, as your kids say, do come from your guardians and guides, and that it is because of a higher connection. Your ideas, your feelings, your thoughts, your predictions, these kind of things that you're feeling is definitely a connection with the higher power.
Boy, they've really got their job cut out when they work with me, let me tell you. Anyways, we need to get started on our readings. We have quite a few today. Stars Maya, and thank you so much, Morning Star, Stars James, and my Stars Maya. They're all my stars. You know, I do that all the time. They are my stars. And if you want to visit with them, please go to starspsychics.com. That's STARZ, like in zebra. And you can also get 5 free minutes. So, okay, Stars Maya, I have Tina here waiting on the line for you, and she's going to be the first reading, okay?
Okay.
Hi.
Tina, go ahead. You're live on the air with Stars Maya.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. The question that I have is, do you see any offer or jobs coming my way anytime soon?
Okay, hi, Tina. So you're looking at
work.
You want to know if there's going to be... Are you currently working?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Did you recently have a situation where you left where you were?
Yes.
Okay, because I still feel some leftover residual energy from that. So my guides are saying that, yes, that you are going to get a job offer. They feel that right now your energy is just a little off, and I think it might be from this past experience.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not getting that it's going to be a very long time. So I'm feeling like within six weeks, a solid offer will come through. You may have a couple of offers before that, but November is a very highly intuitive month, so really go with your gut. It's easy, of course, especially in these economic times, to let fear get the best of us, and we're afraid to say no to one job because it's natural for us to think, what if I don't get another job? I really need to take this. But, you know, you can always take one job and make a change. Keep that in mind. Because I do feel that a really good job that's going to be a good fit for you is going to come up, but I feel it may not be the first or even the second. I did keep getting a 3, and that tells me that it's either going to be the third job or the third offer that comes in that's going to be the one that's really a great fit and one that you're going to be very happy and satisfied with. So I wish you the very best of luck on that, and there's no reason to be in distress or worried, because this is going to come through, and really 6 weeks is a fairly short time frame, all things considered.
Okay. Thank you.
I wish you the very best. Good luck and God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, moving right along. Okay, Stars James, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, I have Rachel on the air right now. Hold on, let me make sure we're connected. Hi, Rachel, you have Stars James on the air. Go ahead and ask your question.
Hi there, James. My question is also regarding employment. I've been looking for quite some time, and I'm getting frustrated. I'd like to know if you see anything coming up for me soon.
Okay, let me take a look here. Just a second. I actually, it's interesting because when I, you know, when I close my eyes and just kind of picture what's going on, I see kind of like those justice scales. I see things really coming into balance for you. I believe that this is a job situation, but I also believe that this is related to your emotional connection to your situation. You know, moving into a place of balance within you and then having an outer manifestation of that. I mean, I'll be honest with you, the sense that I'm getting is it's not coming as quickly as you want it to. It may be maybe a month and a half is kind of the time frame that I'm sensing in terms of you really receiving an offer that's compatible with what you're looking for. But I definitely see balance coming to your financial situation as well. So in the interim, there is likely you must have financial support right now as well, correct?
I have a very good nest egg.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I mean, I actually see some income coming in, so you know, kind of be on the lookout for maybe some opportunity between now and when this fully manifests as well, because I believe that there, you know, that there may be a project that you can work on or something that you can work on to get you through, to have a little bit of an increase as well. But that's what I'm getting the biggest sense of is, you know, probably a month and a half. I'm thinking January is going to be a very good month for you. Financially even. So, you know, even though I sense that, you know, it may be mid-January before you really receive an offer, I just believe that there's between now and then there's some opportunity for you that will bring you a little bit of extra income as well. So just keep your eyes open for that. And I guess that's it. I wish you the best. And one thing I would say too is allow yourself to kind of have that balance inside of you as well. Don't get all caught up because it hasn't manifested yet, because it will manifest in kind with the type of energy that you have inside of you. So make sure that you're maintaining a good emotional balance as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I definitely hit that. I believe that balance at this point. So I'm willing and I'm ready to receive. So thank you so much, Jane.
You're welcome, hon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was really awesome. Thank you very much. Now we're going to connect with Sue here. So Stars Morningstar, are you there?
I am.
Okay. Okay, Sue, you've got Stars Morningstar on the air. Go ahead and ask your question.
Sure. I've been having a little bit of trouble. My son, he lives with his dad, but we had joint custody, and he came over on Wednesday and with my parents, stuff like that, and he had a little tiff, and now he's, like, saying he doesn't want to see me anymore and stuff, and I'm hoping that he does, and we can communicate. His dad eggs him on, oh, good, you don't want to see your mother kind of thing, and will he ever come back to live with me, both those things.
So your question is does it... This kind of sounds like it's coming from the other side, obviously, that it will have to be dealt with in an adult order, you know.
I'm trying. His dad won't even talk to me, so then I'm trying to talk to my son, and he won't. He just talked to me once in a week, supposed to see me tonight. He didn't get a football, I mean, a basketball game, but anyway, they're supposed to see me Sunday, and I don't know what's going on.
Well, this is definitely something that's very valuable to you. I know that. But on the other hand, you know, you're going to have to make some positive change here, you know, in that. And I don't really like to get into legal things, you know, especially on the air. But you should not underestimate yourself, and you should try to bring forward some creativity on how to solve the situation, because
well, I don't know how to
one
solve
parent
it. I'm
should
trying
definitely
to be nice. I'm trying to say, you know, I don't know how to solve it.
Yeah, you're going to have to do some kind of mediation or you know, this kind of thing. This is something that probably can't be expressed fully on the air within the, you know, this
no, I understand,
a reasonable time limit.
You see it being resolved?
You know, you're going to have
well,
to be expressive, creative, and find ways to manage this on a more adult level to circumference the child that's being manipulated here.
Okay, so do you see anything being resolved? I don't know what to say then.
Yeah, I feel that if there's some mediation that, you know, you will be successful. That doesn't mean that there's going to be a lot of balance within this. He may not want to, but this is something that will have to be intervened. There's going to, I mean, family counseling, you know, court mediation, these kind of things, okay? These are things that I could suggest to you at this time. I do feel that there should be some kind of reasonable outcome within your situation, though.
All right, that's good. And can I ask quick, do you see anything about a love life for me?
A love life, you know, I kind of, again, you know, there's a lot of emotional imbalance here, you know, but I do feel that, you know, this is a very big concern. It is your child, and there's a lot going on, a lot of negative energy here. If you could just sort that out and resolve the issue of imbalance within you and try not to worry so much about what's going on and try to enjoy and care for yourself and others, that will bring an inflow.
I am.
Yes,
I am.
It will bring an inflow into a relationship that would be something that would be good for you, okay? So there's a lot of growth here to be had. So try to be creative with and look at things at different angles in order to resolve the situations.
So you do see a man coming into my life then?
Yes, but, you know, there's still, I feel that coming in. However, there's still emotional issues that need to be balanced out before you are emotionally ready for a long-term safe relationship, if you will.
All right. No, I am ready because I can't just keep, this has been going on for 11 years now, so I'm ready to have a relationship.
Right. No, I fully understand that, and we do have our rights to that, and I can't tell you what to do. However, you know, once you understand that, you must move on, but you're kind of staying in the past here is how I feel. You're dealing with this family emotion that's gone, but he keeps putting things on you, okay?
Yeah,
and that's kind
yeah.
of the result of the separation. Once you leave that in the past and you develop a balance, an emotional balance, it will inspire you in an enlightened way to move forward, and that in turn will bring to you like-minded friends that will keep you happy and inspired.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Sue, and be sure to go to starpsychics.com and get your 5 free minutes. Okay, now, we are going to go now to Rose Maria. And Stars Maya, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Rose Maria, you're live on the air with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask your question.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, nice to meet you, Rose Maria.
Same here. Whatever you can pick up, job-wise or long-term relationship, whatever you can pick up.
Okay. Well, as you know, we're a little bit limited. What I got as soon as you got on the line is that you're in a huge transitional period, and you've had to, I feel like you were forced to make a lot of changes. A lot of these were like letting go of things were not really what you wanted. You had hoped for a different outcome. And so you're a little bit lost right now, and this is affecting every area of your life. So right for right now, you need to just kind of reflect on things and try to ground yourself and get balance. The future does look much, much better. And every aspect of your life, it's just the ripple and circle effect. As each part of your life, as each compartment of your life is settled and balanced out and better choices are made, not necessarily meaning that you made a wrong choice, but that you just, I feel it with love, I feel it with relationships, just with a lot of different things, with jobs, some that you've let go of, some you were forced to let go, but in your heart you're still holding on. So what my guides are saying right now, Rose Maria, is that you need to work on totally letting go of those things that you know that are not functioning well for you and that have not given you what you need and want and desire. Instead of spending your energy, you know, continually thinking about those or still hoping that some miracle is going to occur. Not that I don't believe in miracles, but your best bet is to kind of start from square one. And I feel like job-wise is your first step. And November's probably not going to be the best month for positive change just yet. Again, there's still some, I'm still being shown that you're still working on letting go, finding who you are, balancing out. But after that, come December and then into the new year, each of these things will begin to fall in place. And your life is going to take a pretty significant turn for the better, and it's going to start within. So that's the best I can do on the air. I would be happy to do an in-depth reading, as I know any of our experts would, to help you, you know, with each of these different areas. But just know that this is a time for reflection and a time for release and acceptance of change. And know that your future, 2014 especially, some good changes in December, but your life by the time 2014 comes, by March, things are going to look so much clearer and be so much better. You're going to feel completely renewed, refreshed, invigorated. That spark that I'm not hearing in your voice that used to be part of you, and people may even say to you, you know, gosh, you don't even seem the same anymore. You know, what happened? Life has kind of beaten you down. So just keep reassuring yourself that this is a temporary state and this is a chance for you to reflect and reassess your life. And positive changes are coming and you've got so much to look forward to. So always keep that in the back of your mind that no matter how much you struggle today, things are definitely going to improve, and I definitely do wish you the best, and I appreciate your call this evening.
Thanks.
Thank you, Rose Maria, for calling in. And Gold, be sure to go to starpsychics.com and get your free 5 minutes.
Thank you.
Okay, here we are. I've got, who do I have here? Oh, I have Danny. She's been waiting a long time. She was in our chat room, and I'm going to connect you. So, James, Stars James, I'm going to introduce you to Danny. Hiya, Danny. You're on, live on the air with Stars James. Go ahead and ask him your question. Danny, are you there?
Hello, Danny. Are you there?
Oh, let me see if Danny, nope, Danny's not in the room, so maybe Danny is not with us right now. Danny, are you there? No. Okay, well, I'm going to put her on hold for now. Maybe she'll come back. Maybe she stepped away. And I'm going to give Desmond to you. Stars James, so hold on. Hiya, Desmond. You have Stars James on the air. Go ahead and ask him your question.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Desmond. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, I wanted to, I had a friend. I had a friend, a female friend. We was dating like maybe 2 years ago, and then we became real good friends. And we were supposed to go out to like the casino, go shoot some pool. And we had made an arrangement for days, and then she never told me what we were going to do it or not. So she said she forgot, but I know she didn't, because we kind of intuitive. We kind of know each other real good. We intuitive.
Right.
And I know she bogged down by work and the kids, you know, work be stretching her out. So I try to give her room. But I think she might have, I don't know if she took it like I was, I don't know if she was feeling, starting to catch feelings, so she threw back or what.
Well, you know, I want to back up here, because when you even before you started talking, I saw a new relationship coming to you. I'm not sure if you're referencing her as a potential romantic relationship, although I do not believe that she is a potential romantic relationship. I actually see someone else that is coming to you. Right now, the energy around you right now is drawing a new relationship in, and it's likely somebody that you either just met or you're going to meet within the next week or two. Was that kind of what you were thinking with this particular woman, is that it may turn into a romantic type situation?
Yeah.
Okay. I really had a sense that you have somebody brand new that either just came into your life or will be coming into your life within the next 2 weeks. Regarding her, I don't believe that she's trying to be insidious or trying to lie to you. I do believe that something came up that she just didn't feel comfortable with sharing in that particular situation. However, you know, if we flip back to the romance type question. Because I do know that was an underlining question for you. I believe that there's someone else that is coming into your life that is much more compatible, and someone that is going to offer you more. I just have a sense that this particular lady, what was her first name again?
Erica.
Erica. I just don't think Erica is able to provide you what you need in a relationship right now. It seems like she has a lot of things going on in her life right now, and I just don't think she's really as compatible as this new person is going to be. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
Are we still on the air?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Is this Stars Maya?
Yeah, this is Stars Maya. I think that was it for the callers. I'm not sure, but I'm not sure if we're on the air, so.
Yes, we're still on the air, but I can't reach this last one. So I guess that's it for tonight. We'll wrap it up. It's after 8 o'clock anyways, and we'll have another great topic next week. We have quite a few people in the chat room, and I want to thank Stars Judy Noah. She was there holding down the fort for us, as she does every week. And I want to thank you, Stars Maya, and Stars James, and Stars Morningstar. I look so forward to this because I get to hear your voices, and you know how much I love all of you. So. That's very obvious, I think. And I do want to make the announcement that our audio is done. I will be testing this week. Hallelujah. Finally, we did it. Tony called me yesterday, my webmaster, and said it's all done. We even have it ready on a test development part, so I'll be reaching all of my, the ones that are there, that are on a lot, I'll be contacting the readers and getting them started if they want to do audio. James, you'll do awesome. Morningstar will do awesome. Maya will do awesome. There's so many that if you can sit and chat and talk with your reader, it's like talking right here tonight, only you just use a microphone. It's going to be so simple. So my stars.
Well, Mercury is finally out of retrograde, so that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yes, doesn't it? You know, Stars JC kept saying, we don't want it yet. We don't want it yet. and isn't that funny how it worked out? Because Tony and I, we've been talking about it, and it's taken over a year. And so he said, you know, you're so patient. I said, yes, but I want it to be perfect, and I think God knows that. I want it to be absolutely perfect, and it will be perfect. You'll see. It's going to be, it's just totally awesome, and, well, it's going to be fun, too. So, and then you'll be able to teach classes and do all kinds of things in your chat module. So, without blabbering here too much on my end, which, you know, everybody knows that I can really talk up a storm, I want to thank you, Stars Maya and Stars James and Stars Morning Star, for coming tonight, and we will see everybody next week, and know that I love you all very much. Bye.
Well, thank you, and we love you back. Bye.
Love you
yes,
back.
Yes, we do.
Bye-bye.
We love you very much. Okay. Bye-bye. See everyone next week.
Bye.
Bye.